Leilu nishmas of klanim is kamash ben Abir Melech. Kilayim perek ches mishna aleph. Kilei hakerem asurn milizro umilakayim. By a vineyard, it's usur to plant and be mekayim and let it exist. Vasur and banar, it's also usur to have any benefit from. So let's first focus on planting. This is dealing with midiraisa. So it's usur to plant kilayim midiraisa, we know. The Rav says, but you only get malchus if you plant two different grains, let's say wheat and barley, together with a vineyard. Taisus Yontif reminds us that a dafka has to be mamapolas yad. It has to be at the same time, not just a vineyard, but becharzen. It has to be with a grape seed. So you have to have a grape seed and two other different species. That's the only time you get malchus. You get lashes for planting by a vineyard. As the Rav himself says at the end of the first parak, that it's not called a kerem unless it has the grape seed with it and it's planted at the same time. So what about all the previous mishnayos we've had earlier? That you can plant next to a vineyard. And there we weren't talking about two different species. Stam, you can't plant wheat next to a vineyard. And even like according to Beis Hillel, you need two rows to be considered a vineyard. Here it's Mash, and even the Rambam, that even if you just have one vine and you plant it together with two different other species, that gets that person Malkus. So we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Ravid and the Rambam. They both seem to say that although there's Malkus for Dafka by planting B'mapolis Yad at the same time, B'chartzen, with a grape seed, still there is an Issa Midiraisa. And the Rambam even says, even if it's not two other species, it can be one other species next to a vineyard, that's also Issa Midiraisa and becomes Kidesh. However, you don't get Malkus, you don't get lashes for that. And the Rav too. The Rav says, Aval Einu Loika Mishum Kilei Kerem Achi Yizra until you plant two with one. Einu Loika, you don't get Malkus, but it's Mashma that there's an Issa Midiraisa at the plant, even if you don't have two, like we've always been saying. There are those that learn anything besides three is Midrabanan. All the Mishnayos earlier Midrabanan, but we're not going to go with that sheet. I believe that that's Taisus' Shita. And it's Asur Bahana, like we've always said, because it says Pen Tikdash, which is Pen Tukat Eish. It should be burnt, and anything that's burnt, the Sfar is, like Taisus Antiv explains, is a Sfar. If it's supposed to be burnt, you can't have Anah from it. Now, it also says in Mulekayim that there's an Issa D'oraisa to be Mekayim Kilei HaKerem, like we've said previously, where you would see, for example, the wind blowing it there, and then you just give up, you don't get back to it, you're lazy, and you just let it grow. There, it's Asur Min HaTorah. The Rav says, but you would only get Malkus if you do something physical. It's a Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham, but not to go into it now. But anyway, the Rav says that you only don't get Malkus because there's no action involved here. Now, what if there would be an action? According to what we just said, why should you get Malkus? It's not Mapolis Yad. The wind blowing it, Lachar, didn't happen at the time that there were no seeds there. It sounds like the wind blew something onto an existing vineyard. So why would you get Malkus? Even if you did a physical action, you shouldn't get Malkus. So that, I don't know the answer to. I didn't have enough time to have looked into all this. I'm not sure if somebody can come up with an answer. I'd be very grateful. So weiter in the Mishnah, Kilei Zroim. Now by vines, the Rav says, remember we said two different species with a vineyard. So the Rav actually said you get Malkus twice. One because of the Zroim. Let's say you had wheat and barley, so you get Malkus for that. Plus, you get Malkus because you're doing it in a vineyard, so you get Kilei HaKerem Malkus besides Kilei Zroim. So now in this part of the Mishnah, Kilei Zroim, without a vineyard, just by themselves, wheat and barley, asur milizro umalakayim, you're not allowed to plant them together, and you're not allowed to be mekayim them together. Mishnah Sharni says that according to the Rambam, you can't even plant them together, even if it's not mapolis yad, it's not at the same time. If let's say a guy had a wheat field and he planted barley next to it, he also gets malchus according to the Rambam, because this is not like a vineyard where the only time you get malchus is where it's planted at the same time. Umutarim bachila, however, if somebody already planted it, you're still allowed to eat it. Because it doesn't say pentikdash only by kilei kerem, but not kilei zroim. V'chol shekein bana, and all the more so if you can even eat it, you're allowed to have hana, you're allowed to benefit. So if one plants wheat and barley together and he makes this combination grain, he's allowed to eat from that grain, and he's allowed to have benefit from that grain. Kilei begadim mutarim b'chol davar. Mishnah continues that if a person creates shatnez by weaving together wool and linen, that you're even allowed to do l'chatchila. You're allowed to weave it, you're allowed to be mekayim it. There's no iser at all to make shatnez. Ve'einu nasur el milubash. Only iser is to wear it or to put it on. We're going to see that later. Kilei behema mutarim legadil ulekayim ve'einu nasurim el milharvia. Now, the Mishnah Sharan explains they're only dealing with mating. We're going to see there are other isurim as far as animals, mixing animals. But as far as mating is concerned, you're allowed to be megadol them together. You're allowed to keep, let's say, for example, a horse and a donkey. You're allowed to put them in the same area and be mekayim them together. Ve'enam asur mel ravia, only to physically actively mate them together. Now, we're specifically dealing with pure animals, like a horse and a donkey. However, kilei behema asurim bezeh bezeh. They're also zeh bezeh. They're also one to the other. We just said they're also one to the other. So now, the Mishnah Shana explains that the previous case in the Mishnah was talking about two pure animals and the isser of mating two pure animals together. This last line of the Mishnah is dealing now with two mules. after Kilayim already took place, and you want to breed these two mules together. Because we hold, like we're going to see later, Rabbi Yehuda, that we're dealing specifically where the mother of each mule, one's mother was a horse, and one's mom was a donkey. And the Rav says, the Chiddush is, even if one that's mother was a horse, his father was a donkey, or the one that's mother was a donkey, his father was a horse, and if you put the two together, each one has a horse and a donkey together, it shouldn't be aser to mate the two together. And that's called choshishin lezera ha'av. You take in consideration the seed of the father. If you take into consideration the seed of the father, both of them have donkey and horses as part of their genetic makeup. Still, we don't do that. We go like a Yehuda that does not take that into consideration. You only go after the mother. And since his mother was a horse and her mother was a donkey, you cannot mate them together.